We are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
And we're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at KFNS. And congratulations to Brian Price of O'Fallon, Missouri. He's the winner of a family four-pack of tickets to St. Louis Science Center to see Amazing Nano Worlds, which continues through Labor Day. So if you're looking for a fun thing to do with your family on Labor Day weekend, there you go. Hey, joining us now in studio at KFNS is Anita from Vom Foss in Maplewood. I don't even know you. What's your last name?
Von Balmos. It's a tricky one.
Say that again.
Von Balmos.
Okay. You're a native of Switzerland. Your native tongue is, you said it's like a Swiss sort of version of German.
Yeah, it's Swiss German, so it's a different dialect from High German.
Now, you have a great store. It's in Maplewood there on the main drag on Manchester. And for people who have no idea, let's pretend you're sitting next to somebody on an airplane and you say, I have this store called Vom Foss. And they say, what the heck is Vom Foss? I'll ask you, what the heck is Vom Foss?
Cool store. Vom Foss is a German franchise. In Europe are over 280 stores and we are just 6 here in the United States. My store in Maplewood is number 2, so we are really proud to be here in Maplewood. We sell oils, vinegars. We also sell cognac, whiskey, liqueur, spirits, and wine. And the cool thing is you can taste everything in the store. We also show customer a nice salad dressing combination. And if they like to buy something, they can purchase bottles, fill up the bottle, and bring the bottle back when it's empty and refill it.
And you have some very interestingly shaped bottles, which I guess people mostly use as gifts, right?
Yeah, especially for Christmas, it's a big, big thing. And we have all kind of different bottle sets, and people really like the different variety. So we have bottle for every budget, fancy ones, or just a cheaper one for everyday's using.
How did you get from Switzerland to Maplewood, Missouri, Anita?
Well, it's about this nice guy who lives here. he's a German, and we met in Switzerland. And a week before he moved here to St. Louis, we fell in love. So after a 4-year long-distance relationship, I found this opportunity to open the store here. So, and then I moved here and opened the store.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And how's it working out? How long has it been open over there?
In December, we celebrate our 3rd year, and it's every month we're doing better and better. It's a big success.
I imagine you have people who walk in every day, and they say, what is this? Let's say somebody walks in, and they have no idea what you're doing. Now, do you just step out and say, do you show them all around and all that?
Yeah, if they come in and most people are overwhelmed and confused, and then we give them a tour and then we let them browse around. And after a while, most of them, they are asking for a taste. And then if they have the product in their mouth, I think 90% of it buy it. It's so delicious.
Where do your wines come from? Are they French?
We have a little bit from all over the world. We have wonderful California wine. We have a big selection of Italian wine, French wine, and also Australian, South American wine. So a nice selection.
And the other booze you have, it's like, did you say liqueurs and we have cordials and brandy and stuff?
Yeah, and a good selection of Scottish whiskey. So Scottish experts are in heaven in my store.
Do you get a lot of things that you can't find elsewhere in town in your liquor area?
Yeah, most of our liquors are imported from Europe, and they are exclusively made for Vom Foss, the liquors. And then the Scottish whiskey, they are just a smaller distillery. They make sure that it's not the big brand like Glenlivet or something. So we have smaller production and unique aging year or so.
Anita, when you moved to St. Louis, did you immediately open the store, or did you have a chance to tour around the country before you got right down to brass tacks?
Oh, 15 years ago, I toured to the United States, and I was visiting like 35 different states. That was really great. But then here, when I came here, I moved here in September, and in December, we opened the store.
So You really had a good familiarity with America before you immigrated.
Yeah.
when you came over back, I guess that was when you were a kid then when you toured, or a college student, or what?
No, I was close to 30.
Okay, all right. Well, when you came over that first time, way back when, your impressions of America. George Mahey was just in here talking about an American's impressions of Europe. Mm-hmm. What, as a European, what were your early impressions of the United States? Was it, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm from Switzerland. It's really, really a small country, and you can reach any destination in 20 minutes. And I'm just amazed how big this country is. I can drive here for hours. It's a beautiful country, and I like just the different varieties you have here, from the desert to nice mountains to a wonderful beach area. So I like the country really a lot, and especially I like St. Louis. It's a really nice little town. I feel home here.
Now, back to the Vom Foss store there in Maplewood, right there on the Strip. Is this, do things pick up like after Labor Day? Is the holiday season your big time of year, or is it year-round? Is there year-round traffic?
Well, Christmas business is making a third of our yearly income, but then during the summer, we're doing really, really great, especially with oils and vinegars for picnic season, having great oils and vinegars. Also, they are great for barbecue. You can make wonderful marinades, so I think summer is really great, and just as I said, every month we grow, and it always imagine us how many people love us.
Well, we came in there with Beth Huck's culinary tour, and you had some bread to dip in the various mm-hmm. oils and vinegars. Is that the way, if I went in there this afternoon to sample, is that how you sample that, or how do I sample the oils and vinegars?
The normal day business, we have little spoons, and then we mix the dressing on the little spoons so people can have the dressing just in a little portion. Sometimes we do wine tastings, and we also have other events going on. So if people like us on Facebook, there is always a nice event calendar. They can see what we are doing, and most of our wine tasting are for free, so people just can come in, dip bread that you like, and enjoy wonderful wine.
Okay, this is Anita. Tell me your last name again.
Von Balmos.
Of course. I have no idea what you said. Say it one more time.
Von Balmos.
Yeah, sure. Okay. From Vom Foss, which is located on Manchester in Maplewood. And I would recommend, you know, that folks go in there and just check it out. You know what? I'm going to send my daughter over there. I told you before we went on.
Yeah.
She's taking German as an elective in high school. And when she gets a little deeper into the semester, maybe come over and
practice a little bit with
yeah,
me.
After yeah. she's learned some vocabulary. Have you had many German-speaking people come in your store in Maplewood?
Yeah, I'm amazed. And also, a lot of Americans, they visit Germany or lived a while in Germany. They discover us. They maybe got family in Europe with Vom Foss, and they are so happy. Sometimes they bring their bottle from Germany and fill it up in my store. It's really cool.
Oh, that is nice. Uh-huh. Well, but, you know, there's a strong German heritage here in St.
Yeah,
Louis. And,
yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of folks like that. And then a lot of people, there are a lot of schools that do teach German. Mm-hmm. And I know in Alabama, I don't think there were any schools that, maybe up in Huntsville, but where I was raised, you know, German was extremely exotic. So if you want a place where you can speak German, there you go. It's Vom Foss. Go in and visit with Anita.
Yeah.
Now, is your husband involved in the store, or is he?
No. Well, he's having a real job.
No, yours is a real job, and it's pretty time intensive, you know.
Yeah.
So you like retail okay?
Excuse me?
Do you like retail selling okay? Is it?
Yeah, in my Swiss life, I was a bookkeeper, so really boring. And now I really, really like to talk to people and do the retail stuff. So it's really kind of cool.
Well, and I know people, you know, it can be stressful at times, but like you said, being out there and amongst humans, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and it's always educating the people, so it's, and it's really great fun if you see the surprise in people's faces mm-hmm. when they taste it, and, ooh, that's really good salad dressing, so.
And you're a personable lady. Hey, mm-hmm. thank you for stopping
thank
in
you.
And visiting
thank
with
you.
Us here. We have to, gosh, wrap up the show. All of a sudden, we're out of time. How does it just seem to go so fast? A couple of notes here before we go. We will not be on the air next week. There's no show next week because we're going to be preempted for Illini football. After all, this is a sports radio station. I will invite you to follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Food Talk STL. We're also on the web. Our website is foodtalkstl.com. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. Thank you, Anita. Thank you, George Mahey. Thank you, Don Hutchison. It's fun to talk about food and drink. Yes, it is. The high school sports caravan's up next on 590. Big football game today, MICDS versus Maplewood Richmond Heights. Jimmy Powers and Kevin Paulus on the call. Coming up next here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Have a great week.